Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Attorney Mark Scaringi is the guy that has been challenging some of this in court before the Supreme Court, and he's on the line with us right now. Attorney Scaringi, thank you for the fight. The judge said no injunction, right?
Yes, and thanks, Frank, for having me on your show. I am the attorney who's been challenging these orders in various courts and feeling a little dejected this afternoon.
I'm upset by some of the things in the judge's order. And like, for instance, in the discussion part on page 8, he says, the issue currently before us is not unique, has divided the nation into two camps. And then he basically says, in the face of overcrowded hospitals, high death counts, staggering unemployment, and long food lines, there are no solutions. But there aren't overcrowded hospitals. What's he missing
there are,
here?
And he just ignored that part of my motion for the temporary restraining order, where we pointed out that even in southeastern Pennsylvania, the area that's probably the most hard hit, there's 40% vacancy rate in our ICUs. So it's just the judge was just looking for a way to make the decision that he probably already had in mind before he even received the lawsuit.
Now, you also argued that the shutdown was really, really hurting businesses, that there was kind of a selective process of, you know, shutting them down. And he wrote on page 13, we find that the waiver process is an adequate summary procedure by which business owners may contest their placement on the non-life-sustaining list. But everybody has been screaming that that has been politically motivated.
True, Frank. True indeed. And there's no prior federal case or state case that reaches the same conclusion, that a simple email and an email review and denial satisfies administrative due process, let alone judicial due process. But that's the judge's conclusion that he reached.
Now, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I'm just reading this as you know, average Joe here. But in the section on the First Amendment, which people have really been, you know, talking about, petitioners contend that their First Amendment rights have been unlawfully restricted by the orders because they are unable to leave their homes and cannot gather in large groups. These rights, they argue, will continue to be impacted. The respondents disagree, contending the orders do not regulate speech because you can communicate in a bunch of different ways, by computer, by cell phone. And then this line just blows me away. Constitutional rights to free speech and assembly are not absolute. Content neutral time, place, and manner regulations are permitted so long as they're designed to serve a substantial government interest. What am I missing, Mark? I mean, this seems like...
Well, the stay-at-home order in the red zones prohibits large group gatherings without defining what a large group is. In the yellow zone, it prohibits gatherings of more than 25 people. That is, per se, on its face, unconstitutional. It violates the Free Assembly Clause of the First Amendment. No, that's all a judge needs to read, is the stay-at-home order, to reach that conclusion that it is facially unconstitutional. You can't ban assemblies, and that's what the stay-at-home order does. The governor argues it doesn't, but that flies in the face with the actual words and letters on the page of the stay-at-home order, and the judge just ignored it.
See, now, after reading this and following it, I thought to myself, our church, we voluntarily, well, we shut down because we didn't want to put any of the parishioners at risk. But I do have a major problem with the government telling any church they have to close. That seems to be an unconstitutional issue. And although we're not necessarily seeing that in Pennsylvania as much as we are in other places, there's a lot of government overreach, I think.
Yeah, and Governor Wolf did not list religious institutions on the non-life sustaining part of his business closure order. So religious institutions are not ordered to close down. If they've closed for in-person services, that's been a voluntary decision that they've made. But the point is the stay-at-home order prohibits large group gatherings, which is almost the definition of assembly. You don't assemble in a group of one or two. It's a large group assembly. That is the core of the First Amendment. But the judge said we've had rallies and they haven't been shut down. They even cited me speaking at a rally in the litigation and in the judge's order. It's one of his links. And they say, well, I wasn't shut down. But the law is, if the facially on its face of the order, if it prohibits large group gatherings, then that is unconstitutional, first of all. And secondly, the law is clear. You don't need to have a prosecution of a group for putting on an assembly. It just needs to be illegal, and that suffices. That's called a chilling effect. The court said there was no chilling effect because no one was prosecuted. Well, he's inverting the law.
So, do you take this now to a circuit court, or where does it go next?
Well, if my clients decide to appeal this decision, it would be to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals.
What do you think? I mean, is it finished here? I mean, you have not stopped fighting right from the Supreme Court, but I mean, a lot of people were thinking that this case was, you know, if the judge ruled against it as he did, that basically said to the governor, your way or the highway, and we all just salute.
Well, regrettably, that could be the result of this order. We've lost at the PA Supreme Court level. The United States Supreme Court denied our application to enjoin the enforcement of the order, and now a federal district court has declined to enjoin the enforcement of the order, even though other courts in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Texas have struck down their stay-at-home orders and their business closure orders. In fact, we talked about the Wisconsin case during oral argument. This judge wanted me to present science. He wanted scientific evidence that if he lifted the order, if he enjoined the order, that no one would be harmed. That is an absurd position to take. The Constitution does not contemplate science. The order is either deprives us of our constitutional rights or it doesn't. You don't need to have a scientific analysis, firstly. Secondly, we had three reports. Cites to reports by world-renowned scientists talking about how the closure orders do more harm than good. The judge did reference one of them, but then said that was not evidence. So the governor put in links to newspaper articles, and the judge calls that evidence. So I put in links to scientists who are observing the effect of these closure orders, who've concluded that they do more harm than good, and that's not evidence, according to this judge. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, so to speak.
Well, start baking another cookie and stay in touch with us, will you? Mark, thanks for fighting, and I know you'll keep us posted on what's next.
All right, thanks, Frank.
This is The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.